USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Labor Day weekend and the nation is struggling with four times as many COVID-19 cases as this time a year ago. 62% of the population has received at least one dose of a vaccine, but with the rapidly spreading Delta variant, hospitalizations are twice as high as they were last Labor Day. Since Hurricane Ida knocked out power to about 1 million customers in Louisiana, several officials have proposed putting power lines underground. Rod West is a president of Energy Utility Operations Group. He explains why he doesn't think that plan makes sense on the Gulf Coast.
It is, for the large part, a cost-prohibitive proposition. And what you trade in terms of the frequency of outages, and yes, there is a benefit to the frequency of outages, you wind up losing in terms of duration and disruption.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Two-time U.S. Open champion Naomi Osaka announced following her loss at the U.S. Open on Friday that she plans to take a break from the sport. The 23-year-old defending champion of the Open disclosed earlier this year after she pulled out of the French Open that she's battling depression. A boxing legend is getting back in the ring.
Former undisputed heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield at 58 years old has agreed to fight for the first time in a decade. Holyfield agreeing Friday to take on former UFC star Vitor Belfort next Saturday. This will be Holyfield's 57th career fight. He's stepping in for another boxing legend, Oscar De La Hoya, who had to back out after getting COVID. Holyfield's return running into a snag, though. The De La Hoya-Belfort fight was set for L.A., but the California State Athletic Commission won't sanction the Holyfield fight. ESPN reporting Holyfield-Belfort will take place in Hollywood, Florida. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Health experts in Washington, D.C. are doubling down on a request made earlier this week.
Earlier this week, the Centers for Disease Control recommended that Americans who are unvaccinated shouldn't travel for the Labor Day weekend, citing the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Dr. Francis Collins, head of the National Institutes of Health, agrees with that advice. He tells Fox News that travel raises the risk of infection.
I think it's a pretty wise recommendation that Delta variant is still spreading rapidly across many areas of the country. We are now seeing 160,000 cases every day. We're seeing over 100,000 people in the hospital. Almost all the people in the hospital are unvaccinated. And sadly, we've now seen deaths climbing up to 1,500 a day, something we haven't seen since last January. And if you're unvaccinated, boy, that virus is looking for you, and you don't want to be in a vulnerable place. And travel, of course, puts you in circumstances you can't completely control. So I totally go with CDC on this. If you're unvaccinated, don't go into a travel risk situation. Instead, get yourself vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Still reeling from Hurricane Ida, Louisiana could find itself in the path of another big storm soon. Forecasters are tracking a tropical depression heading into the Gulf of Mexico with the potential of reaching Louisiana by next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.